This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go check this out. Let's go. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is standing by in Berea. And Daryl is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Daryl.
I'm good, guys.
All right, so the big news today, obviously Baker Mayfield. Your thoughts on this injury, and what it means for the future?
I mean, not real surprised. That's kind of what happens when you pop your shoulder in and out. So the timing of it going public is interesting. You know, Baker taking to Instagram last night to answer a lot of the critics. I don't know necessarily that that's great that he's got the antennas up right now, but obviously some of the criticism that's been out there concerning his performances these last 2 weeks, he has certainly heard it. Not a surprise. I mean, I've said all along that I thought that the shoulder was affecting his performance on the field, and that's why it's a little, I think, unfair to really go after the guy. Remember last year, you had the cracked rib that he played through as well. So, I mean, he's a tough player. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think that this offense really needs him to throw for 400 yards a game. And I think that that's where a lot of this criticism of Baker comes from is, you know, fans want these MVP caliber numbers out of him. And quite frankly, I think the Cleveland Browns can still win football games without him putting those type of numbers up, mostly because they have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
And Daryl, that goes right back to what I was going to ask you, which is, all right, Baker might not have been at his best the last 2 weeks, and yet they have a three-game winning streak.
Right.
So how good does he have to be? I told Andy, at some point, your quarterback is going to have to make plays.
Right.
The question is he healthy enough to make the plays when he needs to make them?
Yeah, I think so. I think that you're seeing some of the mistakes that he has made have been non-physical errors, right? The throw that everyone's talking about in the final minute and a half of that game that would have put it on ice, the would-be walk-in touchdown to Odell, they read different things, right? I mean, Odell's going one way thinking one thing. Baker's going another way with the football thinking something else. And that's a situation where those two just kind of have to get on the same page with, you know, what they're seeing and doing and whatnot. So, you know, that's not physically related, right? Him missing Demetric Felton, not recognizing that Demetric's begging for the ball when he decides to tuck it and run into a sack on a third and short, right? That's not a physical mistake. That's I don't know if you call it a mental error, if that's the right word, but for lack of a better phraseology, let's go ahead and call it that. So I think that some of these mistakes that he's made in the last couple of weeks aren't physical errors, but then again, also too, as Odell so eloquently told us today, just how painful torn labrums are to play with. Mm-hmm. That I think that there is some factor there that his accuracy, when you look at some of the throws that he has had, they've either been too high, they've been too low, they've been behind guys or too far out in front of guys. Those are the things that where I think it's fair to attribute this left shoulder injury to affecting.
Daryl, go back to the timing of it. If this has been going on for 2 weeks, why did we just find out?
Well, I don't think the Browns are especially thrilled that this news came out today. That's for sure. You know how this business goes, Andy.
So where do you think, Jeff? We were speculating on where it came from. Where do you think it came from?
I think you two were very intelligent enough to figure out which camp that came from.
All right. Good job, Jeff.
Thanks. Can I turn to another injury?
Yeah, please do. Why not? Keep it going.
How about if we let Jedrick Wills get healthy?
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would.
I think they blew that one too. So, yeah, I they should they sh- had they put him on IR after week one, right?
Yep.
He would be eligible to come back this week,
and he'd be fine. I'll bet.
Right. He'd be a lot better, right? Instead, this thing's lingering. As I said, it was going to linger, right? And it is lingering. So the problem is you got Joey Bosa on the other side. So are you better off with Jedrick Wills on one leg forever for as long as he can go, whether it's one quarter, two quarters, three quarters? He's yet to finish a game since the Kansas City game, and that's not a criticism. I mean, the guy's trying to play hurt, and there's only so much he can take.
Yep.
And whether or not they're trying to get him to tough it out or be tougher, whatever the philosophy is behind throwing him out there, I'd like to see him get an opportunity here to get healthy. Clearly, it's not getting better, right? He's starting games, and then he has to come out at some point. So the injury obviously is not improving. So I think at some point, someone in the building needs to say, yeah, this is not going well. We need to sit this kid down and let him get it right. And like I said, with Bosa on the other side this week, do you really want Jed Wills on one leg trying to stop that guy? Or do you want, a Blake Hance or, Chris Hubbard or someone else? Remember Hubbard's dealing with the tricep coming off that. But just saying, this is what they have to weigh this week.
Daryl, sorry to go back to the other story, the Baker Mayfield story. If you're Kevin Stefanski, are you getting Case Keenum ready? What should Browns fans be ready for Case Keenum?
No, look, Baker has played with it. He has played through it. They have won both of those games. It's his non-throwing shoulder. Odell has talked about how that's happened to him now since college. He just deals with it. He's not gotten surgery to get it taken care of or whatever. I don't think that Browns fans should be calling for Case Keenum right now. I think if Baker feels like he can do what needs to be done and play through it, then you let him play through it. If Baker needs some time to get that right or give it a rest, then you let him do that. That's why you're paying Case Keenum $6 million a year. But yeah, I don't think the Browns fans should be pounding for a quarterback change right now. I don't think that that's fair, and I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, I'm wondering what he's looking. Just the inability to get the ball downfield the other day is obviously one of the reasons why he didn't play well. I'm wondering how he's going to be able to play through this, and he's been deficient the last 2 weeks compared to what we've seen, and obviously that's one of the reasons why I think we're now suddenly talking about this. And so I just think I wonder how Kevin Stefanski watches his quarterback play and wonders.
Well, here's how you do it.
Yep.
You take a couple of shots down the field just to keep your defense honest. And then, wait a minute. Let's see. You got two running backs and you got three tight ends. Problem solved. it isn't rocket science, people.
And a great offensive line, Daryl.
Yeah. You can work around this. This isn't, certainly. I mean, Baker's playing in pain. Let's not minimize the significance of the injury, et cetera, et cetera. But let's also not, be panicking and freaking out about this. The reality is you have a supporting cast around him where you can get the ball out of his hands quick to minimize the risk of him being in the pocket and running around and getting hit and those type of things, right? And you have guys that not only can catch the ball quickly, but they get the yards after the catch. So I just think that you can still have him playing through this thing, have an efficient, powerful offense because you've got the weaponry to do it. He can throw the deep ball. We've seen that the last couple of games. Now, again, being on the same page with his receivers / accuracy, our concerns there, but he can still push the ball down the field. So I think that they're going to be okay with this. It's unfortunate. Certainly admire him playing through it, no question about it, but I'm not freaking out and saying, oh my God, the season's shot now and Case Keenum needs to start and this, that, and the other. I think that they can be okay with this thing. Again, as long as the injury isn't, so severe where it's, Baker can't lift his right arm, which clearly he can do.
Outstanding work, Daryl Ryder, reading your stuff at 923thefan.com as well. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you, Dave.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.